Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's my favorite one. That was a portion of Bill Belichick's interview with CBS Sunday Morning.
Boy, they were really going after him with those questions, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hard-hitting interview.
Yeah.
The guy's like giggling, saying, I love that.
Yeah,
love that.
Yeah. Charming.
Love it.
Classic
charming.
Gotcha journalism.
Yeah,
right?
Gotcha journalism.
Totally. Totally.
WEEI Afternoons here. The ever-evolving story of Bill Belichick v. CBS with Jordan in his corner. The latest, we read you earlier, the statement from North Carolina and Bill Belichick. Yeah. Now we have a statement from, yes, Diz.
So we have a statement from CBS, an apology, right, to Mr. Belichick
and
Jordan?
We have, and listen to the presentation of this. So this is from CBS News PR. That's the name of the account on Twitter, which I think is funny, given that we're talking about the PR credentials of one Jordan. A statement from at CBS News on the interview with Mr. Bill Belichick, very respectful.
Not coach.
Nope, Mr. Bill Belichick, yep. And here is the statement. When we agreed to speak with Mr. Belichick, it was for a wide-ranging interview. There were no preconditions or limitations to this conversation. This was confirmed repeatedly with his publisher before the interview took place and after it was completed, said a CBS News spokesman.
That's
so,
it? That's just a short little
short statement,
clear, concise?
Not three paragraphs with some attitude like Bill's had, but directly retorting his assessment that he said, I clearly communicated with, this is Bill Belichick's statement earlier, I clearly communicated with my publicist at Simon & Schuster that any promotional interviews I participated in would agree to focus solely on the contents of the book. Unfortunately, that expectation was not honored. So here's my theory, Ted. I think Bill's going to throw the publicist under the bus, the Simon & Schuster intermediary. And it is possible that that person was contacting UNC, contacting Bill Belichick, and I think he's going to... Now, again, there's emails, there's paper trails, there's different people involved here. That's the only way he gets out of this, because CBS just... He lobbed it up, and CBS just spiked it back in his face.
That's what I was worried about with Bill putting that statement out there.
Yeah.
You got to be very, very sure what you're saying is accurate, because CBS is not going to let you say something that isn't true and besmirch them in their honor. So, I mean, not surprised that CBS would respond the way it did, very clearly and very succinctly, kind of basically disputing what Bill said. So, I'm curious how this is gonna play out, because the story isn't going away.
Oh no,
this is only gonna grow and grow.
It's growing when you have CBS spokesman putting out releases for Mr. Bill Belichick.
Yep.
Fitzy, they still haven't given the indication, I guess, that they will use the nuclear bomb, which I just think is the 35 minutes of video where we can all see for ourselves how it all
went
down. That's
the mutually assured destruction where nobody returns. And
right.
That, honestly, first of all, you know, always got to have a fall guy. So as you were talking about the Simon & Schuster PR person possibly having to take the fall for Bill, that would be kind of tragic in a lot of ways. And now they're probably thinking, did we really need to do this book with him?
Right.
We didn't even get an excuse on Butler, for God's sakes. But I'll tell you straight up, If CBS releases the footage, everyone's toast. Like, and like he might, he could be toast from his gig. Jordan, I mean, did she really not think for a second that pushing back this early could ruin her like young budding career?
Well, what is her budding career?
Who knows? Who knows?
And that was a serious question.
Publicist.
Okay.
Influencer. Maybe?
Publicist.
Bill's muse. That's her career. Bill's like, muse.
I thought she was into philosophy or something.
I don't know. But how about this? But how about Bill? Not only has he got an
Plato's
issue.
Plato's cave.
He's got. Bill's got it. He's not making friends. UNC can't be happy with him.
No.
CBS News isn't happy with him. And now Simon & Schuster can't be happy with them.
Yeah, but didn't you read the cake? They don't give a blank.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? It's that's a good point, Daniel. Maybe it's
just, I'm just saying.
I mean, what is does Bill? Who is on his side here? I mean, UNC clearly to let him put that email out there or that statement out there on their letterhead is a way of supporting him in a way. But I just he's not. I don't think he's playing this out. He's not thinking. Clearly, with this, when him put out that statement today, a few hours ago, before the show started, I didn't like it, Stiz. You thought it was a good statement. I thought it was, if you're going to put that out, and it was a long one, and it was detailed, and there were things that you could pick apart at it, I just knew he kind of left himself, I think, vulnerable there.
Yeah, and you ask, like, how people feel or who's supporting him. This is total speculation on my part. I admit that. But it's what we do. We're on the radio. We're assessing a situation. Mm-hmm. I envision Jordan sort of yelling at him. Jordan. I actually slipped and called
her. Yeah, what are you
doing? Jordan.
Respect on that name.
Can't you envision her be like, Bill, fix this. Everybody's ripping me on the, like, making fun of him. Like, I bet you she's fired up and worked up because he's supposed to be the most powerful man in the world. That's why she's with him. And, like,
I don't
fix
know.
This. Make us
know.
Look better.
I can't imagine she's – I think she just does whatever. I don't think she's ever raised her voice and her tone with Bill.
Okay, so the other part of today's addendum to the story, the information, is The Athletic put out a story today about – remember the report that North Carolina Bill Belichick was going to be on Hard Knocks? We talked about this months ago. There were rumors. There was, like, real momentum that, oh, this is going to happen. We speculated at the time potentially someone like Robert Kraft or an NFL owner may have pushed back.
Yep.
Bill's not in our league. Why are we promoting him? Why are we letting him use NFL films?
It was just not soon after he was hired by UNC.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. So word broke today from The Athletic that Jordan Hudson, Belichick's girlfriend, played an instrumental role in stopping the production related to her request to be heavily involved in the project, according to multiple industry sources briefed on the negotiations. The sources spoke on the condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to speak publicly. In December 2024 email to North Carolina officials, Hudson, 24, identified herself as the chief operating officer of Belichick Productions. The Athletic has been unable to identify any company registered under the name either in Massachusetts, where Hudson's other business entities are listed, or any other state. So essentially, this was a done deal to the point where there was a press release prepared. They wanted to announce it around the time of the combine. Ooh. Filming was going to begin on March 1st.
They had spots where the cameras were going to be
everything.
Everything. Yeah.
And this was the quote from Belichick that was going to go in the press release announcing Hard Knocks North Carolina.
Ugh.
I've been a fan of NFL films for the entirety of my 51-year coaching career and have enjoyed every collaboration with them. I've been waiting for the right time to partner with the Hard Knocks filmmaking team, and that time has arrived. I'm excited to show off UNC's tremendous leadership, passionate coaching staff, and roster full of young players who I hope to teach how to be pros on and off the field. They had promotional materials ready, Fitzy. We even know UNC was going to be paid at least $200,000 in facility fees that they were going to recoup from this production. Plus, costs would be paid for by Hard Knocks. Obviously, great promotional tool for UNC.
Sure.
Not the biggest football program. And then Jordan came in. And after that, there was an email that went out by Ken Rogers, who's Bill's boy, who's done all the productions.
Right.
Do not announce, the do not in all caps, BB has not given approval. Shortly thereafter, it blew up, and the woman from NFL Films, Jessica Brody, who was going to be an executive producer, basically squashed it and said, will not proceed with the production of Belichick Project. Oof. And the emails show that it just kind of petered out after that, all because, by all accounts, Jordan wanted to be
an executive producer on Hard Knocks and have some creative control. Because
and HBO said no.
Yeah, they said no, but they just said flat out no. They moved on.
Now hearing that, Stiz, do you change your opinion on her behavior in the interview with CBS?
No. Right. If I'm a powerful guy, you want to hire me? Hire my girlfriend too to be an to be an assistant on the
Wait, whoa, right?
An assistant who blows the whole project up, and his employer who just committed $20 million NIL, $10 million at least to him. Not to mention they're buying into Steve. All the families relocated, remaking the entirety of a football program that is good but wants to be elite and great. And now this is the absolute shark infested, like piranha filled waters that Belichick has brought along. Like, Stiz, listen, I have shirts, koozies, everything with his face on it. It was part of the whole entire shtick for 2 decades. This is a friggin' mess.
And Ted, you said it yesterday, North Carolina should consider parting ways with him.
Correct.
This is an example where he legitimately cost them an opportunity. Now, to be fair, he probably brought them the opportunity first. They wouldn't have had the opportunity if he wasn't there, but then he blew it up, cost them $200,000, cost them the promotional advantage of sort of hyping this season into the new year.
It's a recruiting tool. Sorry to step in, but like that would have been awesome for them.
They're paying him the most money they've ever paid a head coach. Correct. And they're giving him as much money and resources they've ever given in the history of the school. So they should be upset that this thing never was.
They jacked up his NIL budget to like Ohio State levels, double whatever they were doing before, to get a class that doesn't really rank any higher, depending on where you look. In fact, many places list it lower than what it was under Mac Brown. So I know you took a little flack from some people when I was looking at the socials and various people.
Oh, did I? Haven't even noticed.
A little bit.
I didn't even look. I haven't even noticed.
A little bit.
What are you going to say? I mean, honestly, what are you going to say?
What are you going to say?
What am I going to say?
Ted Johnson, again.
What are you going to say? What are you going to say?
Victory Lap, the Victory Tour with Ted Johnson. It's a new podcast here on Odyssey. That's where you sail. Tell everybody how right you were.
I don't need to. The facts speak for themselves. I'm good.
But we do have to go to the phones. People want to talk about this. I know the text line. Some people, why are you talking about this? Because it's the biggest story in sports right now. It is an absolute monster story that includes Bill Belichick, college football, the NFL, like it's got CBS.
Everyone is talking about
CBS. It's a huge story. So David in the car has a bone to pick with Ted. Go ahead, David.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. I do. And Ted, I am a fan of yours. Back from the day, I know something about you that a lot of people don't know, that you were a big novelty reader, like romance novelty reader back in the day. That's something that was back then. So I don't know if a lot of people know that.
Yeah.
And my wife, actually, who's a big novelty reader, she actually found that very unique that a football player was into it. And she supported you for that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You're very welcome.
All right, get to the bone. Enough with the nice stuff.
Here's a bone. So my thing is, from my perception, from what I'm reading, it seems like you're kind of against Bill Belichick. Maybe you want to see him get in trouble or fired. But there's something we must not forget. The reason you had 3 Super Bowls was because of Belichick and Brady. We cannot forget that. All those guys from back then. So that's my bone.
That's absolutely not true.
Thanks, David. I mean, he's given Bill a lot of credit. Well, at least 10%, and has called him a great football coach. The greatest. The best football coach you've ever been around, I believe.
Yes.
So you've given him his on-field productive...
Yeah. Thank you, Bill. Poses,
right?
Yes, they have. I've given him
I mean, do people miss that?
They do. Bill's phenomenal head coach.
Hear what they want to?
Yes, they do.
Because, I mean, Bill is a complex character. Even if you like him, Stiz, can't you agree that there is a complexity to Bill Belichick? Bill Belichick and how you feel about him, how he's handled himself. Like, it's not just, oh, he's done everything perfectly. He's not St. Bregman. No one says St. Bill, correct, Stiz?
In my household, we do.
You used to. Wait, you cut ties with him on Monday. What is Wednesday brought
about? I know, he has changed.
What is this?
No, listen, I said it earlier. That the CBS interview was bizarre, but now I think people are out for blood. And, you know, we know this. We're in the business. With all these anonymous sources, like, you can't take all of that for fact, 100%.
CBS News anonymous.
And The Athletic said multiple industry sources.
Let me put it to you this way, David, in the car. And this is how I've always said. I look at, when I talk about Bill Belichick, I look at he's a coach and he's a person. I always you almost always hear me say positive things about the coach.
Mm-hmm.
The person, I think differently of than the coach. So I separate the two. Coach, person. Player, person, coach. So I can be critical of the person, but I have a huge admiration and respect for the coach.
And a lot of people do, and Robert Kraft did that over the years. There was that quote in one of the books, might have been The Dynasty, he's an a-hole, but he's our a-hole, like, and you take the good, you take the bad. From a North Carolina perspective, they don't have a lot of good. They Fitzy have, like, the pop of Bill Belichick, oh, I ripped my sleeves off, big press conference, we're all laughing, his first words were beat Duke, that whole thing. Yeah. But they don't have any wins yet. Like, they have nothing. At least Robert, when he was getting annoyed, and even when he was losing, could look back on, well, those banners look good up there, and those rings and those trophies. North Carolina has one
mall.
Press conference. Right, the mall. North Carolina has a press conference, right? They have a little buzz. That's all. And now it feels like for that, they've already paid with negativity, weirdness, awkwardness with this person who doesn't work for us, but is included on organizational emails and just cost us $200,000 and a promotional appearance.
I have a legitimate question. Straight up, I don't know the answer to it unless silence or just nothing is the answer. How do they recover from this? What's who is doing what work? No, Andy, it's April 29th?
April 30th.
There's a little ways to go before they play.
You got to get through May and June and July with people left with nothing to talk about but that.
Well, like, there'll be other things. We'll move. That's the other thing, though. This needs to stop. They need to stop. Like, if you didn't have the release today, CBS wouldn't have had the release. This would have started to go away. You could have said, hey, Giannis tried to fight Halliburton's dad. Did you see that? Talk about that.
What do you think needs to stop exactly? Like, what exactly needs to stop?
Everything. Give up. No, I mean, like, be quiet.
Be specific.
Like, no more statements. Don't try to fight CBS.
You're saying Belichick and his...
Just stop.
They need to stop posting pictures?
Yep.
Stop putting anything on Instagram?
Yep.
All of it.
Just go quiet. Go dark. Go whatever you want to call it.
I don't know if she can. You know what? I think that's like breathing to her.
How about go back to being Bill Belichick? Isn't that simple?
Yeah.
Don't post in the off season. Maybe disappear. Like, go to Nantucket and sit by the fire. And then when you bring the kids in for summer camp, start football
I think
and
he'd
win.
Almost rather just die than just disappear into the behind the curtain. I think he has to be front and center, relevant, newsworthy, topical all the time. I think that's what he is addicted to.
You're not winning, Bill. Right now, you're not playing games, but you're not winning. You are not a winner in what's going on this week.
If somebody sees the two, like, think about it, Andy. He's inadvertently opened himself up to, like, public ridicule now. Like, there may be people that see them out at a restaurant in Nantucket, I don't know, a deli in New York, and go, hey, did Jordan approve that order, Bill?
And I would.
Does she let you eat after 8 p.m. or does she have to give you your indigestion medicine? Where's your pill box?
I'll give you the example, Fitzy. The story down by me in the local sub shop when he was on his way to Nantucket.
We were on the air that day. Yeah.
When the owner said, it was great. He came in. He was nice to everybody. His granddaughter was with him. That's not happening anymore. That story will be portrayed differently and received differently by everybody involved. There will be shots. It won't be a funny, cute story. It will be weirdness, awkward, and that's the reality he lives. So go dark. Get to Nantucket. Yep. Take a private plane. Don't go on the ferry with lots of people because people will see you, and that'll just lead to more pictures and social media. Go dark. Go away and come back when you beat whoever the hell you're playing.
Let me tell you who's really going to benefit from this, Ted. His DoorDash driver.
Yeah, go quiet. Go quiet. Absolutely.
One more thing real quick. I'm wondering how the rest of this book tour. I mean, he's probably had, like, set up, like, a bunch of interviews.
Will it happen?
Oh, yeah, he would have. And that's what I was asking you guys yesterday, and Nick was saying, well, you know, you can pull out of these things. But like you said, Ted, like a Kimmel, Jimmy Kimmel, or Fallon. Like, I'm sure he had multiple press dates set up.
And I'm guessing Bill got a front commitment financially that they're going to say, well, if you're not promoting the book, it's like getting your signing bonus. Like, well, give me some of that signing bonus back.
This is a wrench.
We're planning on selling books.
And Ted, I'm going to take us back. So May 5th, Monday, I believe it is the 1 year anniversary of Tom Brady's roast on Netflix. And Bill Belichick's Q rating shortly after being fired, enduring the Dynasty docuseries, than showing up, rising above the fray, and being really funny and just kicking ass on the broadcast. Mm-hmm. His rating may have never been higher in Patriots Nation. Look what's happened a year later.
Yeah, it hasn't gone well. Let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Steve in the truck, what is your thought on this Bill Belichick situation?
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
In North Carolina, Steve.
Hey, so I'm kind of I'm confused. Like, nobody's talked about this before. So we fire Bill Belichick.
Mutual.
And then New England drafts Drake May from North Carolina. And then the following year, Bill Belichick gets hired by North Carolina.
Okay.
Like, I'm confused why nobody's talked about this situation, and I want to hear your thoughts on that. You guys have a great day.
All right, thanks, Steve. I believe those are called coincidences.
It's just coincidence.
Like,
Steve.
Yep. How could we? So let's be creative,
guys. I think he's onto something.
Okay, let's be creative. We're smart men. How do we tie that together to be relevant in any way?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Was it a quid pro quo of some sort?
Maybe so.
So, Bill, we're going to mutually part ways, and we'll take the North Carolina quarterback, and they'll agree to take you as the head coach? Like, do we think there was some brokered deal in the back channels? Robert Kraft, Gerard Mayo, Elliot Wolf, whoever the guy at the ripped his sleeves off at North Carolina, they were all in some room and concocted this? Because if so, that's the greatest story ever. If there was any validity to that, there isn't. There's less than 0% truth to it.
Can we forget about Steve's call? Because my brain hurts.
That was quite a thing.
I think, I was wondering if he was going to land the plane, and then he didn't quite land it.
He needed us to. He was like the pilot. He was cruising along, and then he jumped out the window with a parachute on. He's like, "Good luck landing that plane, boys." And we,
I love it. Is anybody talking about this? No, Steve. Nobody but you is talking about that.
I actually hoped he had a way to talk about it.
I did too.
And he left us wanting more. Let's squeeze in another call. Paulie and Dedham. What's your thoughts on this Bill Belichick situation?
Well, I think Bill's acting like Bill. He's not acting out of character. Bill Belichick is an out with the old, in with the new kind of a guy, with women, with players. He uses you, abuses you, and then gets rid of you. I mean, he's done that with players, as we know. I mean, in his love life, you know, right in front of his own kids, he dumped his first wife, right in front of their children, and grabbed the New York Giants receptionist. And then after he was through with her, she became all that. He dumped her, and he moved on to this new girl. I think he's naturally, it's his natural way of going about things. He's naturally attracted to her, but she is attracted to him for his power and his money. That's why he loves her for real. She loves him for what he can. She loves what he can do for her. That's the difference there.
All right. Thanks for the call, Paulie.
Paulie.
Do we think Bill really loves her?
Best call.
That was
ever.
A good call. Yes. No, Very that was good. Definitely a good call, but do
right
we think
on.
Bill loves her?
Love? I think it's a supply. It's his supply. He gets something from it. It's a hit he gets from it. I don't think it's as deep as love. She makes him look good, and that is all he's looking for at this point.
Yes, Dan Ball.
My understanding is you have to pay extra for love.
Dan Ball.
Can I just say,
wow, downtown, boom, shakalaka.
Real quick with The Athletic, and this is what I mean, like with the anonymous sources, because this is also in the article. More than 200 pages of emails obtained by The Athletic through a public record request detail how the project was pitched and how close it came to completion. Hudson is not mentioned or included in any of those emails.
Right. That's the buildup. You know where she's mentioned? Where it blows up. Like, that's even worse, in my opinion. They tried to button hook him at the end, sneak her in as an executive producer at the last minute. When it was at the finish line, it was blown up. Because if they had been honest from minute one, I think they knew they wouldn't have done it.
That's it.
So they tried to hook him, set the hook, and then reel him in. And they were too smart, too good for it. This is another example. He keeps losing. He thinks he's in control. Yep. She thinks she's in control, and they're no longer in control.
We all know who's in control.
Yep. Oh,
Little Bill.
I thought Stiz was going to play the drop of you from the Awaken 180 commercial. I'm in control.
WEEI Afternoons rolling on. It's odds and ends time. This has been an odd week, an odd show, so it'll end the same way. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.